Okay, we're on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan. Yivama, Shlosha Chadashim Rishonim, Izonis Michel Baal. The first 3 months after her husband died, and she's Shomeris Yavam, she has to wait 3 months, as we've seen, to see with the child, or make sure that she's not pregnant. So these 3 months, she eats from her original husband's property. Mikan ve'elech, eina nizonis lo mishel baal, and ve'lo mishel yavam. Okay, because since the yavam hasn't yet taken her in yet, though, so he doesn't have to pay for her food. And the husband, since she can now, has the opportunity to do Yibum after 3 months, and now the original husband doesn't have to feed her either. Amad Bidin, if the time went by and she took him, wasn't doing anything, and he took her him to Din, says, "Nu, do something, do Yibum Chalitza," and he just, Barach, he took off. So now, Nizonis Mishal Yavam. Now, even though it's after 3 months, now the Yavam does have to start paying because as a Knas, for running away like that. Nafla lifnei yavam katan. So what if she fell and there's only one brother and he's a katan, so he can't do yibum. And now what? So miyavam lefla. So we're not expecting the katan to have to feed her because since it's not nothing he can do about it. He's a katan. He can't. It's not like he's stam holding back chalitz or yibum. He's a katan. So we're not blaming him for anything. So he doesn't have to, that's clear, that he doesn't have to feed her. But what about mi baal mai? Maybe the original husband that died, maybe from his property, maybe she can be still fed even after 3 months. Pligi ba rav acha ravina chad amar isla. One says, in fact, she does continue to have mizonis from the husband, because it's kind of, some say it's kind of the husband's quote-unquote fault, right? It's because of him, she can't go get, you know, she can't go married to somebody else and get mizonis, you know, because she has to do yibum chalitza, and now but she can't either because there's this a katan here. So it's kind of the husband, so to speak, fault. So therefore, she can still get from the husband. V'chad amar, no, leis, some say she doesn't get anything, not from the husband, not from from anybody. The hilchasa leisla, that she doesn't get. Why? What's the reason? Mishmaya kenasua, it's she's being punished from Shemayim. In other words, for whatever reason, Hashem arranged it this way that she should this should happen, that she should be married, her husband died, and she's left with this katan to do something which can't. So mitzvina shemaim that this should happen is a punishment for whatever reason. Okay, see Rashi. Shlosha chadashim rishonim she'enu yechola linasei machmas bala, that she can't get married because of her husband. So therefore, the husband has to feed her. Nizonis mishal bala she'ken kasavla, because he actually writes his niksuba atehe yatzva bevesi. So that the whole time while she's in the house, she can be fed. And therefore, at least for these 3 months, she's fed from him. Mikan ve'elech, eni zon lo mishal baba, lo mishal yava. Eina domeh l'sha'ar almana. She's not like a regular almana. This is a yavama, right? She's not like a regular almana. The hasam calls man shalo niseis lacher vilmeres machmas ploni bali shekvodo gadol alai yesh lamizonos. So she can be fed as long as she's staying in the house, because she can say, you know, I'm not marrying somebody else, whatever it's done, because I'll covet for my husband. So we accept that, and therefore she continues mizonos, getting mizonos. Aval hach agida biyavam. But here, there's this yavam that this is whatever zika, whatever. Now she's a shomeris yavam, so now the yavam comes into the picture. Lefikach ein la al nichsei bal mazon. Now she can't claim anything anymore, just the husband, because now there's another guy in the picture. Velo mishel yavam either achetikanas lachopa. But lamaisa, since he didn't actually marry her, then therefore he doesn't have to feed her, so she doesn't get from anybody at this point. Amad bedin, says Rashi, shetavato bedin, o knos o ptur, ubarach. And she said, okay, 3 months are over, now do something, and either do you or chalitza, and he ran off. So then the guy that ran off has to pay. And he's on his Michel Yavam de Kansinan life because he punished. It's really Achayibim or whatever. Right. Okay. Next. Tanu Rabbanan. Yavam Meshachal Tzula Hachim Betoch Shlosha. Tzvichim Lamtin Ad Shlamtin Shlosha Chadashim. So what happens? You have this Yavama, that one of the brothers did Chalitza right away. Normally you wait, she has to wait 3 months, and then Yibum Chalitza. But one of the brothers did right away Chalitza, so you still have to wait out the 3 months. Okay. Lachar Shlosha, after 3 months, their husband died 3 months, or they waited, and then he did Chalitza after, which is the normal way to do things. Then ain't shicha lamtin shlosha chadashim. We don't have to wait 3 months from the chalitza. We wait 3 months from the death of her husband, not 3 months from the chalitza. And therefore, she can, if 3 months have gone, then the chalitza was done, and right away she can get married. Heve, what do we learn from here? That shlosha chadashim she'amru mishas mitzas habal velo mishas chalitzas hayamim. As we said, and therefore we see from here that the 3 months comes, we count from the time her original husband died, not from the time the chalitza was done. I, Frag the Gemara, umayishna miget. So why is this different than get? Where we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and the question we're going to see is from Rav. The Rav Amar, mishas nesina. Ushmuel Amar, mishas ksiva. Machlekes, and if she gets divorced, she has to again wait 3 months, right? A woman that her husband dies, divorced, in any case she was married. So if she was divorced, from what time do you count the 3 months? So it's a machloikis. So Rav says you have to wait from the time of the giving of the get. So, which is a chiddush, that's why we're asking from Rav, because according to Shmuel, you can understand from the Shas Ksiva. Why? Because from a Shas Ksiva already, she's not allowed to live with her anymore. Or else it's called a get yashan. Right, if he writes a get and he lives with his wife, it's called a get yashan. The get is possible. So Mele, he can't already live with her after the writing. So Mele, that's the important thing. The whole thing we want to know is, who she's pregnant from or whatever. Okay, so once she's us to him, not living with him anymore, that's when you can really count the 3 months. So what Shmuel says, that makes sense. You start from as soon as the get was written, that's it. Now they're asked to each other. Now you can start counting the 3 months. But Rav says, no, only time of Nitina to get. Okay? Therefore, so according to Rav, you could say the same thing. We should say the same thing, according to him. And it should go by also here, by the time of Chalitza. Right? Even though it really makes sense for the time of death, because obviously you're not going to live with him anymore after he's dead. But just like over there, it didn't go by that, according to Rav. It went by, anyways, by Shas Nesina, even though really nothing can happen after Shas Ksiva. But so too over here, according to Rav, it should be after Chalitza. So Gemara answered and says, Amar Rava, that can't be. Why? Because Kal Vachomer, Iser Karis Hitarta, Iser Lav Lo Kol Shekein. Because in the case of the Yibu, which is much more serious. In other words, if Yibu was done, the waiting the 3 months, much more serious, right? We have to see if she's pregnant or not, because if she's pregnant, then she's totally usher to the brother's wife, right, as Eishasach. So there, which is Nisarkares, if she would be pregnant and then she lives with the brother, it's an Nisarkares, there we go by the death of the husband, 3 months later, there's nothing else to go by, but, the death of the husband, 3 months later, fine, and we let her get married. So over here, when we're doing chalitza, so it's not an iser, it's just of yavama l'shuk or whatever, which is an iser lav, that she might go ahead and marrying somebody else. When the kol shekein, we're not going to have to wait another 3 months after the chalitza. There we don't wait for the yibum. We don't wait kol shekein. We're not going to wait with the chalitza. Okay, see Rashi. Okay, the bottom of the Amud Beis still. I want Rashi. Tzricha lahamtin ad she'ela Yula Gimel Chadashim Miyom Amisa, three months from the time of Misa. Hevei Kolomar, Hevei Lomed Mikan. We see from here, learn from here, Shoshosha Chadashim Shamru, etc. Umayishnas, the Gemara Miget, the Rav Amar Mishas Nesina. Ve'afal gav the Mishas Ksiva, lo nisyach edima. Even though, really, you don't have to worry about a child anymore after the time of Ksiva, because she can't be miyached with him. Deim kein hava leget yasha. Afilu haki mishas netina and manina. Still, we're still counting at the time of the giving. So achana minim ni mishas chalitza. So well, we should say the same thing over here and go by shas chalitza. So we said that can't be because the lister kares liyavam hitar talachar gimel chashanim miyad. And when it comes to the case of kares, the eshasach, there we're 3 months right away. After 3 months, it's fine. So the iser lav l'shuk lo kol shekein the muteris lachar chalitza miyad. As soon as the 3 months are passed, as long you know chalitza, then chalitza was done. She should be muter right away. Hoyel ve'avru shlosha chadashim miyom amisa. Since the time 3 months have gone after misa. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'chein shar kol anashim. It said in the Mishnah, we said lo yisarshu, lo yisnasu, etc. ad shiu lehem shlosha chadashim, we said in the Mishnah. If the way three, regular women also, her husband dies, whatever, or divorce, so she has to wait 3 months. The Gemara asks, bishlama yavama kedamran. So yavama can understand why it's very necessary that she waits these 3 months, like we said, because if she's pregnant, then she's not allowed to do yibum, and she's over on Isser Karis with the brother of her, with the wife of the brother. So that's we can understand. Ella sharkol anashim amai. But why do we have to wait by all the other cases? Stomach case, divorce, let's say, or death, you know, whatever, her husband dies. Why do you have to wait 3 months? No isser involved, you know. Okay, let's say she's pregnant. Okay, fine. So she's pregnant. She marries this other guy. There's no isser involved. Luchura. So therefore, Gemara asks, why are we waiting when it comes to these other cases? Sharkol anashim amar. So Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Damar Kra Liyos Lacha Elohim Lazaracha Charecha. So we learn from here that the Shechina is Shore where there's Zaracha Charecha, means where you know we have Yichus, where you know who your father is. And therefore, Lafkin means Zara Shalbal Rishon, read the Rishon, read Lazaro Shal Shani. So that in order to know, because that is true, we're not going to know who the kid's from. You know, if she gets married right away, from the first husband, second husband, that's true. And therefore, it's not it's an Indian of Shashras Shechina that we know who the kid is from. So that's the Rav Nachman on the name of Shmuel's answer. Meisiv Rava, lefikach ger v'giyores tzrichim lahamtim shlosha chadashim hachamai lahavchi nika. So Gemara asks, well, what about the case of a ger v'giyores, right? These two husband and wife or goyim, and then they decide to convert, both of them. So now they have to also separate for 3 months. So if it's to know who the kid is from, so it's the same husband. Yet if you know that should be miyuchas, we know who the kid is from. So that doesn't apply by ger v'giyores. So therefore, that's the Rava's kasha on this. If that's the reason, just to simply know who the father is, then we shouldn't apply by the ger and the giyores. Yet there's still after tzrichim lamtim shlosha chadashim. So Gemara answers. So hakanami. There's a similar reason. It's similar over here. It's lahavchin bin zera shenizra b'kedusha lezera shelo nizra b'kedusha. So we just want to know if this kid in his lahavchin, right? That if it's if they don't wait, we don't know whether this kid was came from a father that was a goy or the father was a Jew, and that's why we're waiting 3 months. Okay, let's see Rashi for a second. Only where we know who for sure the father is. Shazara miyuchas acharav. V'hachanami kaimalan. We see similar in Nedarim. It says brusi mikem hamordim v'poshim bi. So I'm like separating myself, says Hashem, from you, the mordim and the poshim. So who are these? Elu b'nei yervuvia, people that are yervuvia. We don't know who the fathers are. Ger v'giyor, says Rashi. Ger shnis gayer v'ishto imo. right? He gets the goy and his wife. They become converts together. Shvichim lamtim give al chashim lifrosh them ized. Have to separate then for 3 months. V'hachamai lafkin ika harei kan arishon v'sheni. It's the same two people. Okay, fine. Back to the Gemara. Rav Amar. So now Rav is going to give a different reason or reasons why it's necessary for, again, the case of the regular case of not Yibum, a regular case. Right? A woman is married and then her husband dies, let's say, and then she wants to get married to somebody else. Why does she have to wait 3 months? So now Rav says the following. Rav Amar, it's a gzera shema Yisa es achosomi aviv, or yibem eshes achiv miimo, or yotzi es imo lashuk, or aviftor es yivam to lashuk. So Rava gives four different scenarios where it can be a problem of erva or similar. Okay, that why we have to wait 3 months if her husband dies to wait before she marries somebody else. Okay, so instead of going through everything twice, let's just look at straight at Rashi, and he explains all these four cases. Okay, so says Rashi. Okay, Rav Amar Shema Yisa Achoso Mi Aviv. What's that case? So Imnisa Sotoch Shlosha Viyalda. Okay, she was married, let's say, to call him Reuven, the first husband, and the second husband, not a brother, so we'll call him some Moshe, let's say. Okay, so she was married to the first husband, and then her husband died, Reuven died, and then she ended up marrying Moshe, but it was, let's say, right away, but she didn't wait the 3 months. Vehu ben Tesha Lerishon, and what happened? And she was pregnant from really the first husband, but she got married right away or whatever, and so thing, and then she gave birth now, you know, later after she was married to the second husband. So normally feeling is that, you know, she's been married a number of months to the second husband, she gives birth, so the feeling is that the kid is probably from the second husband. Might not necessarily be that case, but that's how people, they might look at it and feel that way, you know, she's been married a number of months, this guy, and then she gives birth, you know, so it feels like he's the son of the second one. So that's how they're going to treat it, perhaps. That's the gezeira, worried about this. So where are they going to treat the kid? We'll call him Ploni. Okay, the Ploni is Moshe's son and not Reuven's son. Okay. Therefore, Vinola b'bay chel sheni, right? That's what people are going to think. V'savur shuhu b'no, right? He's Moshe's son and not the original Reuven's son, which is not the case. And then we're worried, v'yisa as bas baila rishon sheyesh lo misha acheres v'hi ishto mina av. So what are we worried about? And then, let's say the first husband, Reuven, okay, let's say had a daughter from another husband, another wife, okay? It's not Reuven had a daughter from another wife, then married this other woman who we have this problem because she married then after Moshe without waiting, but Reuven from a different wife, right, had a daughter. Okay, so now we're worried that Ploni, right, who is that he thinks that his father is Moshe or whatever, is going to marry his sister, from the paternal sister, right, from the father, right, because he's going to think, well, I have nothing to do with this, you know, total, you know, girl, because I have a different father, different mother. My father, he thinks, is Moshe. And a different mother for sure, and therefore not related. So he may not have married. Meanwhile, it's a sister because they share through the father. They share the same father. Because really, Ploni is Reuven's son, and his daughter is this girl is Reuven's daughter, just a different mother. So then he ends up marrying his sister. So that's one reason why we have to make sure, you know, to wait the 3 months so that we know for sure who this kid is. Second reason is, it says Rashi miyabim eisha sachiv miimo. Let's say Moshe, right, the second husband, do we think again this Ploni is his son? But let's say he has another son, okay? V'isa'isha, and this other son grows up, gets married, and he dies without kids. Okay, and so what's going to happen? He's going to die without kids. His wife is going to fall to Yibum. We think they follow to Yibum to Ploni. Why? Because everybody thinks that Ploni is Moshe's other son. Okay, so they're real regular brothers. That's what they think. Really, he's not. Right? He's not Moshe's son. He's Reuven's son. But people think he's Moshe's son, and now Moshe had this other son who grew up, got married, whatever, didn't have any kids, died, and the wife is now going to think, they think he's going to fall to him, and he's going to do Yibum on this other, you know, brother's wife. Well, really, he doesn't have to do, Yibum, right? And they share the same mother, though. That's why they share the same mother, so they're really brothers and a mother. So he can't go doing Yibum because it's still Eishes Ach because of the mother. Right. So that the Yibim Zek Asavar Shehu Achiv Me'emiv, because they don't, but because he thinks it's a Chiyuv of Yibum because they think it's the same father, Moshe. V'nimtza Miyavim Eishes Achiv Me'imo, right? Shelo Miyaviv. But then which he's going to do, he's going to be, you know, living with his sister from the mother, Shelo B'Yibum, because really he's not Moshe's son. V'chayiv Kares, and that's a Chiyuv Kares. That's the second. Next case, v'yotzi es imo l'shuk. A simpler case, im lo teleid imo l'sheni. Very simple, right? This woman that was married originally to Reuven, whatever, now right away after that married Shimon, and gave birth, whatever. This kid really, we said, Ploni is really from Reuven, okay? But they're going to think it's from Shimon, so what from Moshe, whatever. And then what happened? Then, let's say they don't have any other kids together, okay, this woman. And then Moshe dies. So she thinks, well, I don't have to do, there's no din of Yibum Chaliz, because I had a child with him, right? I had Ploni. But she didn't have a child with him. She had the child really with Reuven, the first son. She didn't have it. So really, she, if there's another brother around or whatever, she really has to do Yibum Chaliz or something, right? Because she's a Yavama. But she doesn't think she's a Yavama because I didn't have any kids from him. I had a kid from him. So I don't have to do Yibum Chaliz. I had a kid. But she didn't. She really had the kid from him. So therefore she's going to be Yavama L'shuk. So V'yotzei es imo l'shuk, says Rashi, Imlotei leidi mo l'sheni v'yamos. And then Moshe's going to die because Rim Shazeb b'no. She's going to think, yeah, but I had a kid from him. V'tinasei imo l'shuk b'lo chalitza. And then she's going to end up without chalitza going out to the shuk. Finally, the last case, ve'yiftor es yevamto l'shuk. Last case, im yesh lo ach mi'aviv rishon. Let's say this guy, Ploni, okay, had a brother from Reuven. Now, because Ploni is really, we said, this kid, the Reuven son. And Reuven, let's say, then had another son. Okay, ve'lo haya lo banim, and this other son didn't have any kids, and he died, ve'ein sham ach elahu. And the only other brother is this, and he really is his brother, right? Because Ploni is really Reuven's son. Okay, so when the brother dies, the Yavama really is falling now to this Ploni guy. Okay, v'hu savur shehu ben acharon. But again, but everybody thinks that it's not his a paternal brother. That really, he's from Moshe. V'nim tzet so eishes beno shel rishon. So really he has to do Yibum Chalitza on this paternal brother's, wife. But he thinks, I'm not his brother, I'm Moshe's son. And therefore, this girl is going to go out, there's no other brothers to do anything, we said, it's the only one, and she's going to go out to Shuk, meanwhile, when she really has to do Yibum Chalitza. Okay, so those are the four cases. Rashi says, V'gabe ger v'giyores, so when it comes to the Ger and Gioris, when we ask, I want a Ger and Gioris, so at least one of these scenarios applies. And then that is, the Ikalamechash Kagon L'shema Yibe Meshe Sachiv Me'imo. Meaning, Shema Muberes Haisa, that we have to be worried that maybe the Goy and Goya, right, before they were, so maybe she was pregnant originally. Okay, Ukeshetelet Surahi Ben Sheben Shivahu. And if they didn't wait 3 months after the conversion, that she'll give birth, let's say, 7 months later, and she'll think that it's from after they were already both Jewish, whatever. Uba Kedusha Nizra, right? V'takzor v'telei ben acharav, and then as a Jewish couple, they're going to have another kid. V'yisa isha, and this other kid's going to grow up, get married, and die. Belo banim, without any kids. Okay, v'yivim ze esishto. So, of course, the first brother, right, is going to say, well, it's my brother, my father, so have to do Yibum. He's going to do Yibum. The Savur Shegamu Bezera Bekedusha, right? Because he's also, they thought, was both after they were Jewish, a second son, everything normal. So he's going to do a Yibum. Bekevan Shezen Nizra Shalom Bekedusha, but since that's not the case, really, he's Shalom Bekedusha. Vistam Avolas Kochavim Zonehi. So the din is, you can't do, there's no din of Yibum, right, if the kid was born Shalom B'Kedusha. And so Rashi says that they ask, well, they think there's a mistake in Rashi here, but Rashi says, V'kevin Shezen Yizra Shalom B'Kedusha, which is really the case, right, the first brother, and V'stam Ovedes Kochavim is Zonehi. And if that's the case, so in theory, right, that's this the brother could be from some other husband, if she's a Zona, right? Maybe she lived with some other guy, because some of us come with Zona. So maybe the kid's not even, again, not the same father. Okay, so there is no Yibum. And Nikolameimar, Shema, you know, Bono, Shelze, Vinimsa, Nose, Eisha, Sachi, Meimo. And again, the mother is the same. And so therefore it's his maternal brother, and he's going to be ending up, therefore there's no chiyuv of Yibum, yet he's going to be doing it, and therefore we have a problem. Okay, let's finish up, last thing. Mesi Rav Chananya. So now Rav Chananya, though, asked on Rava, says in our Mishnah, it says in the Brice, excuse me, that Bekulan ani kare behen mishum takanas erva, mikan mishum takanas vlad. Meaning, so we had in our Mishnah here, we had two sections, right? The first section was the Yavama, that a Yavama has to wait. Right. And then after that we had, and all women also have to wait. So this Brisa says on these two sections, on the first section, Ani Karebehem Takanas Erva, okay, with the Yavama, as we see, because he might end up marrying, you know, the doing Yibu when it's not necessary or whatever, and it's a Eishas Ach, that's Takanas Erva. And the other cases with the Stama, these two people, right, not the Yavama, that Stama husband dies and she marries right away, that the Brisa calls it Takanas Vlad. Kilu is not a problem of Erva. So therefore, the Summer of Kananya asks, if that's the case, Rav, I have a kash on you, Vimisa, if you're, according to what you're saying, Kulu Takanas Erva. Right, they're all talking about Erva, because the way, these four cases, there are a lot of Ervas involved over here. At least a couple of them, a couple are Ervam and Lashuk, but a couple are Mamash Ervas. So why is this Brisa calling the case of the regular, not Yavam, in the second case with the regular women, why is it calling it Takanas Vlad? Should we be calling it Takanas Erva also? So the Gemara answers, Mishum Takanas Vlad, the lo lifka behu Erva. So in a Kanami, it's all Ervas. And the reason why we're calling Takanas Vlad is simply because in these cases, we're worried about that the Vlad shouldn't come. Always the son, right? The son might marry the one who's all that. It's talking about how the son might marry that's an Erva. And therefore, we're calling it Takanas Vlad, meaning that it's Takanas Erva, but it's the Erva of the Vlad. We're worried about the child, like Plony, that we had, who he's going to marry. He might marry his, you know, this woman, etc., it's a sister, etc. So it's Takanas Vlad als Erva. Whereas in the first cases of the regular, of the Yavama, so there we're worried about the parents. You know, she's gonna go ahead and marry them. But here we're worried about the kids. So they're all Erva. It's either Erva the parents or Erva the kid. Okay, let's finish up. Rashi, V'kula ni nika rebehem, kol anashim she'asru chachamim linasei, oli chavim, kore ani behem takanas Erva, kede shelo yavoli de Erva. The Kan Bamtana of the Shel Gimel Chadashim Shasru Chachamim Lashar Nashim Ain Kan Takanas Not Erva Ela Takanas of Vlad, like we've been discussing. What's going to be with the kid? Lafkim Ben Mihu. Sveim Isa, according to you, Rava, the Chashu Chachamim Lashem Yisa Choto Min Aviv, right? That we're worried about Erva Hanami Takanas Erva. So we said you're right. It is Takanas Erva. We're calling Takanas Ben the Lulifka Vlad Be Erva. That's what you're calling. Aval Kol Shar Nesaras. Ika takanas hi ubal atzmo the lolifka be'erva. They were worrying about the actual parents being pogeya be'erva. We here we're talking about the child Plony of him, and therefore we're calling it takanas vlad. But ein akanami, it's takanas erva of the vlad.